Max Lucado said, prayer pushes us through life's slumps, propels us over the humps, and pulls us out of the dumps. Prayer is the oomph we need to get the answers we seek. End of quote. However, and I will add, get us through this thing called life victoriously for the glory of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute number 888. Here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty. In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer motivator verse for the Word of God today is Zechariah 13:9, which says, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Beloved, our prayer motivator quote for today is from S.D. Gordon. He said, the greatest thing anyone can do for God and man is pray. It is not the only thing, but it is the chief thing. The great people of the earth today are the people who pray. I do not mean those who talk about prayer, nor those who say they believe in prayer, nor yet those who can explain about prayer. But I mean those people who take time to pray. By the way, let's pray ourselves. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together, this power-packed time, to be reminded of our duty and of our joy to be able to, and our privilege to be able to pray to you based upon your holy word. Asking ye shall receive, seeking ye shall find, knocking it shall be open. Thank you for answering millions of our prayers down through the years, and we pray that you will grant us your grace and your strength and the power of your Holy Spirit, and through faith and in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, continue to pray until the day we meet you face to face. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin, and our bodies are buried in a grave because of sin. But we also die spiritually because of sin and go to a place called hell if we never trust Jesus Christ, God's gift to the world, as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 himself, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but you will be glad to know I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said it himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white, the red and the yellow. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.